Well, first of all, John, let's talk about what's coming up here on Tuesday night through Wednesday. What is it called? The Winter Storm Watch? Is that what we have?
That's correct, yeah. We do have a Winter Storm Watch for all of western New York from late Tuesday evening through Wednesday evening. And we expect an area of low pressure to develop in the southern plains later tonight into tomorrow, and that's going to track through the Ohio Valley and into the northeast. Now, keep in mind, it's only a watch at this point because the low that's going to produce the snow, it hasn't even formed yet, and the piece of energy that will produce it is over Southern California. So it's still a long ways away, and there's a little bit of wiggle room in the forecast still.
All right, let's take a look at that wiggle room. What's, I guess, the bright side? What's the possibilities that we could end up not seeing? Or what can you give us the better news rather than the tougher news here?
Well, I'm very confident we're going to see accumulating snow. Really, the only question is how much. Right now, we have a range of 5 to 10 inches because the storm is still a couple days away and a long ways away. I'm very confident, though, that we'll see at least some accumulation and enough to make for pretty tricky travel later Tuesday night into Wednesday. It looks like the Wednesday morning commute will be the worst drive time.
And what about winds and things along those lines? They've been really problematic this winter, it seems.
Yeah, the winds won't be as bad with this one as it has been the past few weeks, but there will be a little bit of wind developing, especially later in the day, Wednesday, out of the north and northeast, at maybe 15 to 20 miles per hour, so enough to cause just a little bit of blowing and drifting in open areas.
You know, we were, of course, thinking that maybe we're going to get off the hook in this winter with the lake freezing and such. It apparently, if it's not totally frozen, it's pretty darn close. What about that, though? What about how this winter is starting to shape up here in terms of snowfall and some of the events that we've had? I mean, how do you characterize it?
Well, it has been fairly impressive so far, both in terms of cold and snow. Through late January, we were tied 11th snowiest up to that point. However, with the lake now frozen, we're probably not going to be able to keep up that pace. We're going to have to rely on storm systems such as the one Tuesday night and Wednesday to bring us our snow. So after all is said and done, I don't think we're going to set any records this winter, but it has been fairly impressive so far.
John, as always, I thank you for your time.
All right, you're welcome. Take care, Jay.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.